Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards left. Allison catches it and throws to second to double up Horton. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demeter moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Verhals scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kosko. Cash reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Jake Wood pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino is thrown out after the base hit. Verhals scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Andy Kosko. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Euler pinch hits for Orlando Peñat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.